It is April 2nd. The world fears Ukraine because it does not fully understand who we are. Due to this lack of understanding, during the collapse of the USSR, US President George Bush Sr. flew to Kyiv to persuade Ukrainians not to attempt to create an independent country, to remain subordinate to Moscow, to agree to the continuation of the occupation. In 1994, the US, UK and Russia persuaded Ukraine to give up all its nuclear weapons. By the way, it was the third largest nuclear arsenal in the world. In exchange, Ukraine was promised respect for its sovereignty and inviolability of its borders. And you know what these guarantor countries should do if someone threatens this inviolability and sovereignty? They should hold consultations. Consultations, damn it. And when one of the guarantor countries went to war against Ukraine 10 years ago, the other two started consultations. And they've been consulting for 10 years. Why people are being killed and tortured while cities are being bombed. The world fears Ukraine's victory because it does not know what will happen with Russia after this victory. Maybe it will disintegrate into dozens of states, each of which will receive part of a nuclear weapons arsenal. Maybe a new Putin will come, more insane and anti-Western than the one we have now. They've already gotten used to this. They continue doing business as usual with him. The West seems to think they can still find a compromise with him. The ancestors of wars who seek compromise with Putin, I'm sure, are crying bitter tears in the afterlife, because they too could have compromised with Hitler, with Hirohito, not die somewhere on Guadalcanal, not drawn off Omaha Beach, but just come to an agreement. But they did not agree to that, not because they weren't afraid, I'm sure they were scared to death, but because there are things you have to do even when your hands are shaking with fear. And they overcame their fear and did what they are still grateful for and will be grateful for the centuries. They defended freedom, destroyed tyrants and gave hope for the future. Their descendants are now carefully counting the bullets they sent to Ukraine to make sure they won't be enough to destroy the entire Russian army, so that 100% won't pose a threat to Putin's regime. They belittle the memory of wars who fought against evil, wars who did not compromise, wars who knew the price of freedom. And this price is not measured in dollars per gallon of gasoline, not in euros per cubic meter of gas. It is measured in human lives. And anyone who says it's better to compromise with Putin so that gasoline and gas prices don't rise, so that business can continue as usual, is actually saying, let the Russians kill and torture Ukrainians as long as I have money. Such a person is a criminal, an accomplice of the occupiers, an enemy of freedom. The world must stop seeking understanding with Putin and start seeking understanding with conscious and democratic principles. And they both say the same thing: death to tyrants.